the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. We're going to begin our study talking about chastisement. It's been a stumbling block to a lot of people. Somebody says, well, why don't we just get on with it? Why don't we just, if healing is for us, why don't you just tell us how to get it, how to receive it, and forget it? I don't need to know all about Paul and Elijah and different ways Jesus ministered healing. I don't need to know all the meaning of all these different words and need to talk about Epaphroditus and Timothy and all these. Why don't we just find out how to get healed and forget it? Because we receive from God only by faith. Faith begins with knowledge. You must have evidence upon which to base your faith. You can't have faith beyond knowledge. Therefore, the more knowledge you have, the more of a base you'll have for your faith to have a stronger, more active faith. You see, what we're doing is establishing solidly in your thinking, in your mind, and in your spirit, the fact that healing has been part of God's program from all eternity and throughout all eternity, past, present, and future. And that any stumbling blocks, seemingly to many people in the Bible, are not against the plain revealed will of God, that it is His will for everyone to be healed at all. And that's what we're doing now. We're going to talk about chastisement, and you're going to see that this is no obstacle for us in believing that it is God's will for every single person to be healed every time. It's no obstacle. Now realize this. We're not basing what we believe concerning the fact that it is God's will to heal every time on these scriptures. All we're doing is showing that they don't contradict the plain, clear teaching of the tremendous weight of scriptures that tell us that it is God's will, which we've been going over and over and over. So many times, if people who have never received teaching and don't know any better, if they don't say, well, I guess I'm just like Job, or if they don't say, well, I guess I'm like Paul and God says He won't heal me, if they don't fall into that, then they usually fall into this and say, well, you know, the Lord is chastising me with this sickness. Okay, we're going to study this in the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Let me ask you this. Did you see anything in there about sickness? Disease? Did you see it in there? I didn't notice it in my Bible. Did you in yours? But yet so many people have the idea that that would be included in there, and they so many times link sickness under this. First of all, let's find out what the word chastisement means. The word chastisement is from a word in the Greek that is spelled in Strong's. I don't know enough about Greek to know why that different people spell the same Greek words a little differently. I think sometimes some of them transliterate them into English and they go by the English sound. But anyway, in Strong's it's spelled P-A-I-D-I-A. And